by utilizing people with firsthand knowledge of guns and gangs. A program is trying to interrupt violence on Syracuse's streets. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
The National Cure Violence Program was created by a former public health doctor, and so it's modeled off of treating infectious disease. You have to treat the cause of the illness, not just the symptoms.
Gun and gang violence had that similar replication, that similar infection in the community.
Raheem Mack runs Syracuse's iteration of the Cure Violence Program, which started in the fall. It's known in New York State as SNUG. Guns, spelled backwards. Mack uses community members with close ties or previous run-ins with crime as caseworkers. They're known as violence interrupters.
And engage them in the communities that they're familiar with to talk about or help bring in knowledge about why violence isn't something that we would like to see.
Mack says it's about getting someone that can assimilate in the community to get the message out, instead of an outsider. Then, if the message about stopping shooting clicks, the conversation can progress to getting a job or doing well in school.
Once you make those inroads, you're doing case management. You're doing social work. And the ultimate goal is to create pro-social activity and stop violence.
The program is new and funded right now for only a year through a state grant. Mack says the community will probably not know about the work the Cure Violence model does because there will be no headlines about the shootings or killings that didn't happen. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.